SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All eyes now on New Hampshire's primary next week, January 23rd. Donald Trump holding a rally with Vivek Ramaswamy in Atkinson, New Hampshire, just one day after winning in Iowa. Ramaswamy has dropped out and has now endorsed the former president. And Mr. Trump says one rival is counting on the independents to win.
Nikki Haley, in particular, is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that. That's what's happening.
And Mr. Trump says his supporters should ignore his huge lead in the polls.
Don't believe the polls. Or even if you want, think we're 1 point down. We're not. We're like 30 points up. But don't believe me. You have to get out and you have to vote.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House says stopping Houthi Red Sea attacks is a, quote, all-hands-on-deck problem. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the ongoing threat by Yemen's Houthi rebels to commercial vessels in the Red Sea was an all-hands-on-deck problem that the U.S. and allies must address together to minimize impact on the global economy. His comments on Tuesday came as the U.S. launched a new strike against the Houthis, the third assault on the Iranian-backed group in recent days. The rebel attacks have already caused significant disruptions to global trade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A shipment of medicine for dozens of hostages held by Hamas is going to Gaza, France, and Qatar, arranging the delivery by brokering the first agreement between Israel and the militant group since a week-long ceasefire in November. The deal also includes the delivery of additional medicines. This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, the United States has the blood of many on its hands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a boy living as a girl has added a South Florida school district as a defendant in a federal suit. At stake is the future of a 2021 state law banning males from playing on female sports teams at the schools. Attorneys have added Broward School Board and the school district superintendent in that suit. This is SRN News. Inflation across the United Kingdom increasing unexpectedly last month as a result of a hike in tobacco and alcohol prices.
Britain's Office for National Statistics says inflation, as measured by the Consumer Prices Index, was 4% in the year to December, up from 3.9% in November. Most economists had expected the rate to edge lower to 3.8%. But despite the increase, inflation remained sharply lower at the end of 2023, than at the start when it stood at above 10%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, with inflation trending down, the Bank of England ending nearly 2 years of interest rate increases in August when it left its main interest rate unchanged at a 15-year high of 5.25%. Wall Street slipped yesterday in a lackluster return to trading that following the three-day holiday weekend. More details, SRNNews.com.